that Los Angeles sunshine coming through.
Please stand by. Prime Video and Westworld director Jonathan Nolan invite you to Fallout.
After 200 years, we don't know much about what's up there. Violence, desperation, lawlessness.
Everyone wants to save the world, they just disagree on how.
We're gonna get across that wasteland, and we're gonna do it together.
Fallout. All episodes available now on Prime Video.
Oh, El Macco, it's so good to have you back-o. Available now at Macca's after 10:30 a.m. The 7-seat Kia Sorento, Kia's most awarded large SUV ever. Available now at your nearest Kia dealer. You're listening to Sports Day.
Yes, that you are, and it's always an exciting time in March in Victoria. The GP is back. Tickets went on sale in November, more released yesterday, and many of those are selling pretty fast. To tell us all about it is the Australian GP boss, Andrew Westacott. Andrew, thanks for your time again on Sports Day.
Kane, Jared, good evening. Nate, thanks for having me.
Have you got a special deal for Santa Claus?
The special deal for Santa Claus is, firstly, if we're sold out for Saturday, Sunday, and even Friday by Christmas, I'll give him a special pass. But at the moment, he might need a special deal. Jared, you're quite right.
It's an exciting event, and it looks like we're going to have more Australian influence in it, given that Piastri is going to get a drive.
Yeah, your mate from Brighton, and also Jack Doohan, son of Mick Doohan, is going to be in Formula 2, and he had some terrible mishaps during the Formula 2 season, mechanically speaking, but he was top half a dozen in his rookie year, and he'll be up there and be a chance for a podium in Formula 2, which has qualifying on Friday and a races Saturday, Sunday. So it's a pretty big program.
One of the great running tracks around Albert Park there, and it's quick. And I'm assuming it's quick for this as well, because the capacity has been expanded down at Albert Park, and the course always looks magnificent. But are there many changes other than the increased capacity?
Well, Kane, one of the things we did last year, and you're right, whether you're riding a push bike or you're running around it like you, and hopefully, given your epic efforts in the last couple of months, you take it easy on the running. But one of the things we did was with the circuit, there was meant to be a fourth DRS zone, which is an area where you get a lot of promotion of overtaking. The FIA didn't have that fourth DRS zone at the last minute, but we'll have that back, Jared, around Lakeside in 2023, and that promises to make for even more excitement and a few more overtakes.
Now, for those not technically minded, including myself, what's DRS mean?
Oh, gee, DRS is drag reduction system. Okay. So what it does is that the rear wing opens up if you're within a second of the car in front, and it reduces the downforce and therefore gives you an ability to get extra speed. And that extra speed is obviously very valuable to overtake the car in front. And there's three around our circuit, and the circuit modifications allowed a fourth, but technically it didn't get approved at the last minute. So what it means for fans is more overtaking, more exciting racing in simple terms.
Tell us about the top of the tree, I guess, battle between the top end teams. Are we likely to see any change?
Well, you know, if Ferrari get their act together and their team principal decided after 28 years at Ferrari that he'd probably not deliver it against expectation. So yep. I think Ferrari, if they get their act together, are going to be a chance. George Russell, the fact that he beat Lewis Hamilton in the championship is going to be up there. Clearly, Verstappen and Sergio Perez are going to be battling one another on and off the track. And, you know, it'd probably come down to those guys. But maybe McLaren get their act together. Lando Norris was quick, and Oscar's got a chance to prove himself against the big boys in 23.
What's your expectations of Oscar this year or next year?
Well, if you stack it up the way he went in Formula 2 and Formula 3, he can mix it with all of them. There's only two other drivers who have won back-to-back Formula 3, Formula 2, and that's Charles Leclerc and also George Russell. So his pedigree, if you set it in footy terms, he's a high first round draft pick.
Yep.
And so that puts into perspective, but he's got to have the car. And now Lando Norris, who was also pretty good in Formula 2, is in the top four or five or six in most races. So if Oscar gets it right and we're round three, fingers crossed. But I don't want to put the moz on him too early on. He's got to find his feet, but he's well looked after with Mark Webber advising him as his manager, and he'll fit in well at McLaren.
Andrew, I was on air during the fateful COVID situation outside of the event, March 2020, and it was one of the more extraordinary things that I think we've all ever seen. I mean, how has it recovered since then? Have you reviewed the situation, and how do you reflect on what was such a harrowing time for so many?
Well, it was harrowing for, you know, the suppliers. It was awful for the fans who were waiting at the gate. It was terrible for the staff who'd put in so much effort. And it was pretty ordinary for the last couple of years, Kano. But if you look at the way everything bounced back to have about 419,000 there after a two-year absence, and we've got 45,000 grandstand seats that are, you know, pretty much sold out. And that's an increase of 6,000 over last year. And that was a 10,000 increase over 2020. So all the numbers are pointing in the right direction. It says that there's an insatiable appetite for Formula One at the moment. And, you know, we're on the calendar now for another 13 years, which is great.
And one of the reasons behind that, I suspect, is getting the neutrals in on this Netflix documentary. I'm one of those. This Drive to Survive documentary has just been extraordinary. Like, there's about five or six seasons of it now. Have you noticed that being the catalyst for others that aren't motorheads to be, you know, interested in the sport now?
Most definitely. You just had to see the people who were flocking to Melbourne walk, and they weren't the stock standard what would have been, you know, a number of years ago. The stereotypical Formula One fan. They're young guys and girls in their teenage years who love the spectacle of the sport, who have, you know, binged on it during lockdown and probably also seen some great racing. Remember with Abu Dhabi finishing at the end of the 2021 season. So definitely a new clientele, and then they come along and hang out and listen to the music on Saturday and Sunday afternoons after the racing.
What about ticketing, as in price of flights? Because it has probably tripled since the last time. You just don't get a $200 each way fare these days out of Sydney. It's, you know, it's $600 or $700 each way.
Yeah, it is, Jared. You've got to be smart. You've got to be first in, best dressed. You've got to decide and plan about it. And the same comes with accommodation, because there's no doubt that, I mean, it is by fact the only week and weekend that stocks every one of Melbourne CBD hotels to 100%. So, you know, you got to have deep pockets if you're going to stay in the five-star hotels, and many fans and teams do, but there's plenty of affordability there if you plan, but you've got to plan in advance, and probably 4 months out from now, 113 days I saw just before, now's the time to jump in and get your tickets and probably secure accommodation with some friends in town.
Happy with the entertainment lineup? It's not hard. It's hard, I should say, to please everyone, because everyone's got different musical tastes. But Birds of Tokyo are in. Sneaky Sound System, which should be right up Jared's alley. You happy with how that's come together?
Yeah, look, one of the things we did, Kane, last year was we had Aussie talent across Friday, Saturday and Sunday. We've got the same approach this year. So Sunday will be headlined by Birds of Tokyo and Sneaky Sound System. And then there's going to be acts announced for Friday and Saturday. And they're not all on my Spotify list. But I tell you what, when my son played them the other day when we were driving down to Lawn, I did recognise the songs if I didn't know the artist. So they're going to appeal to a lot of those fans, I can tell you.
All right, mate. Well, we're excited about it. How do we get our tickets?
Simple, grandprix.com.au or on ticketmaster.com.au. And, you know, they're still available, but you'd want to get in quickly for, you know, hospitality. We're pretty much exhausted for stock at the moment in general admission. There's grandstand and GA available for Saturday, and there's plenty available on Friday. So now's the time to get in before Christmas, and then Sandra will be on the list, as Jared said earlier on.
Yeah, it moves quickly. It'll be March before we know it. No doubt we'll speak to you in the lead-up to it, but all sounds very much in place for what's going to be another exciting couple of days in Melbourne in March. Andrew, thanks so much for joining us again.
No worries, guys. All the best.
30th of March to the 2nd of April 2023, the Melbourne Grand Prix will be back. That was Andrew Westacott, the Australian GP boss.